The governor says he expects to receive a complaint before the end of the week and that Kratz could be out of office within 30 days. The allegations of crime victim Stephanie Grohl about Kratz's efforts to start a sexual relationship with her while he was prosecuting her ex-boyfriend were only submitted to the Kokana Police Department. Governor Doyle says he wants to be very careful about following state statutes because of the egregious nature of Kratz's alleged violations of misconduct in office.
Mr. Kratz will be informed of the charges against him and will have an opportunity to be heard. And when that hearing is held, then I, as governor, under the law, make the decision on whether or not he should be removed from office.
Since the content of the 30 text messages Kratz sent to Van Grohl was released to the media last week, another woman has come forward accusing Kratz of inviting her to meet him at an autopsy wearing a skirt and high heels. Governor Doyle says his office is still trying to determine if those allegations are true.
I've worked with a lot of crime victims, and the thought that a victim's body, the most private part and for their family, would somehow be used as a lure, as a premise for a social engagement, is beyond anything anybody could imagine.
Ken Kratz has ignored calls from victim advocacy groups for his resignation and has hired a lawyer. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.